car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit.
I seek not to know all the answers, but to understand the questions.
A former chief of detectives with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department is alleging that he interviewed the actual assassin of President John Kennedy just 3 years ago in London.
In the new lands of America, three brothers now shall come to power. Two alone are born to rule, but all must die before their hour.
I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to park on the hospital.
The former detective, Hugh McDonald, claims that President Kennedy's assassin was not Lee Harvey Oswald, as the Warren Commission claimed, but was a CIA contact agent with a white Russian background who is now hiding out in Europe.
While Hoover played with the motorcade, the body slumped and bled. The man who held the camera disappeared into the crowd. I said the hope of youth, fictitious truth, lays covered in a shroud.
McDonald, who has written a new book about the purported interview entitled Appointment in Dallas, identifies the alleged assassin only by the code name Saul. His book, however, contains a number of photographs of the reported murderer, photos which were originally obtained from the Warren Commission files.
Now it is time to take longer strides. Time for a great new American enterprise.
The man whom McDonald claims was the actual assassin was photographed by the CIA in Mexico City about 2 months before the assassination. The CIA originally identified the man in the picture as Oswald and then later acknowledged its mistake. The individual's true identity has never been revealed. McDonald alleges that he had once met the man prior to the assassination at the CIA headquarters in Virginia. He says that after seeing the photos, he tracked Saul down in 1972 in London and learned details about the presidential ambush in Dallas. Now, according to the former detective, Saul told him that he fired shots at the presidential motorcade from a building across the street from where Oswald was located.
There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
In the meantime, longtime assassination researcher Harold Weisberg is sharply critical of the McDonald account. Weisberg claims that McDonald had been telling the same story long before 1972, the date when McDonald now says the alleged interview took place. Says Weisberg, the question is, who's behind it and why?
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I am the eyes of Nostradamus. All your ways are known to me.
I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.